I wish it were not so, that we didn't have a backdrop of fear and a miasma of suspicion and hatred and division in the country, but we do. And I do think America is much better than that. Casting aspersions, raising suspicions, the government is composed of nothing but ignoble people. Well, after a while, you get a government, as we saw in Katrina, doesn't work. We have to have security to protect ourselves against enemies at home and abroad and domestic and terrible events in our democracy. But we also have to be wary and on guard not to abuse our liberties. And how you strike that balance, that's the real test of the democracy. People are so turned off by incompetence, deceit, corruption, lies, attacks, that you want someone who's authentic, real. You're not supposed to be a cheerleader. You're supposed to be a critic. Informed, honest, fair, but a tough critic. There's a straight line between Joe McCarthy and today, right now, 2005. The same phrases Joe McCarthy used in the 1950s was used against John Kerry in his campaign. Ike's instincts were admirable, decent, the best noble instincts in the country, and he despised Joe McCarthy. He despised the right-wingers in his party. Character assassination, smear, fear, using attacks on people to divide us. That's what McCarthyism is and was. All of the quotations were from two sources, the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. 111 of 112 people in Madison, Wisconsin, on the 4th of July in 1952, wouldn't sign that because they were afraid they'd be attacked as being subversive or communist. We come from a tradition in this country of being very, very critical of our leaders, for good reason. That's what the role of independent voices who look at any society should be, to challenge authority, but also remember you have a responsibility to look at those who are afflicted and not to support those who are powerful. I am so hungry to hear political leaders, wherever they come from, stand up and begin challenging and saying that we're better than this.